News Team Coverage, 94.9 WSJM News Now.
Brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. A surprise move at last night's work session of the Benton Harbor School Board. Superintendent Shelley Walker was placed on leave. Board President Marletta Seitz read off the resolution.
Superintendent Dr. Shelley Walker is placed on non-disciplinary paid administrative leave pending further investigation effective February 6, 2018.
Seitz's resolution stated, quote, issues have been raised regarding student safety and compliance with board policies. It went on to say a neutral third party is needed to conduct a fact-finding investigation. Truen Law Firm will be retained to conduct that investigation. Dr. Walker and administrative staff were directed to cooperate with the inquiry. Assistant Superintendent Patricia Robinson will perform the duties of superintendent while Walker's out. Seitz declined further comment after the meeting. The vote last night was unanimous. Governor Rick Snyder has spelled out his budget proposal for the state of Michigan. Some funding would go toward improving court-provided legal defense for poor Michiganders accused of crimes and significantly boosting base funding for most of Michigan's public schools. Regarding indigent defense, Governor Snyder said today the $46 million in proposed spending is needed to comply with a law that he signed more than 4 years ago. He told lawmakers if people are accused of crimes and don't have the money to hire a lawyer, they should have a reasonable defense. Snyder also ended Michigan's use of a company to feed prisoners and returned to hiring state workers for food service in prisons. The Heritage Museum and Cultural Center in St. Joseph is thanking its supporters for helping make a recent crowdfunding effort successful. Following damage to the building in December caused by an HVAC problem, the museum had to close for repairs. Here's curator Tracy Girada.
Lots and lots of drywall had to come out. A couple weeks passed before we could even start the rebuilding process, but luckily we had no damage to our archival storage, our collection storage.
Following the incident, Heritage started a fundraising campaign to get a new HVAC system. The museum tells us it raised $53,000, beating its goal of $50,000 to match a grant from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs. More than 160 individuals, businesses, and groups donated to the campaign, and now the new HVAC equipment will be installed this spring to service about half the building. They'll have to raise money for the rest. The Heritage Museum plans to hold its first public event since closing on March 22nd with a Lego Carnival. Then it could be open to, in general, to the public on April 3rd. Congressman Fred Upton wants the federal government to do more to help to fight shoreline erosion along the Great Lakes. He signed on to a letter sent this week to the Office of Management and Budget and to the Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Army asking for funding for the Great Lakes. It's for the Great Lakes Coastal Resiliency Study for 2019. Upton's office tells us the Army Corps of Engineers has proposed a Great Lakes Coastal Resiliency Study to coordinate a strategy across the Great Lakes to manage and protect coastlines. Upton says it could lead to better protections for communities like New Buffalo and St. Joseph, where erosion is a concern. In October, Upton sent a letter to the Army Corps of Engineers asking for it to take action to stop severe erosion in the New Buffalo area. A fully functional swimming pool could once again be an asset of Benton Harbor area schools. The pool at the Charles Gray Community Center has been out of order, and the school board recently asked for an analysis of what it would take to get it back open. The previous figure was $300,000. However, at this week's work session, trustee Stephen Mitchell said he sought a second opinion and got a different result.
We can have the pool operational for under $50,000. Basically needs painting, rust-proofing the beams, and a circulation pump. All basic cosmetics.
Mitchell says it's a doggone shame the pool has remained unused while Benton Harbor students continue to lack swimming skills. He said he's, quote, tired of hearing kids drowning for lack of those skills. He suggested the district use some funds donated by the city to get the pool open again. State Representative Mary Whiteford hailing House passage this week of a resolution designed to help get a handle on a form of chemical contamination in Michigan. She says the resolution calls for the state's PFAS action response team to create a scientific advisory committee to evaluate the EPA's current drinking water health advisory level for PFAS. Whiteford says logic should be applied when it comes to regulating the chemicals.
Yeah, I am very concerned, but I'm also very careful with state money because every single dollar that we collect as a state is a hard-earned dollar to some taxpayer. And so we really have to be respectful and make sure we're not playing on emotion and drama, but fact.
PFAS are chemicals that have been showing up in some lakes. They're toxic fluorochemicals. Some are concerned they could wind up in groundwater. Set for this month are some events at Lake Michigan College to help students interested in pursuing financial aid. Here's LMC Financial Aid Director Kamori Duncombe.
We will be helping students with their free application for federal student aid, which is the FAFSA, and we will be helping them fill that out. And we will be also helping them understand the affordability of college.
Help Night events will be held at LMC's campuses in Benton Harbor, Niles, and South Haven on February 22nd from 6 to 8 p.m. LMC offered more than $600,000 in scholarships last academic year. That's they went to about 53% of the students. Everyone's welcome to Financial Aid Help Night. That's February 22nd. Call LMC's Financial Aid Department if you have questions. And with all the snow and cold, you may be dreaming of spring and summer, and they might be able to help you. At the annual Detroit Camper and RV Show, which opened up today in Novi at the Suburban Collection Showplace, show director Darren Ng tells us they have campers and RVs ranging from under $7,000 to more than $400,000. So we asked what's in that $400,000 model.
It's going to have everything that you could possibly imagine. Bluetooth, surround sound systems, multiple flat screen televisions, heated tile flooring, king size beds, 1.5 bathrooms, and it will allow the consumer to activate all of the amenities using an app through their iPhone or iPad.
The show features nearly 300 campers and RVs. It runs through Sunday. WSJM News Now continues with your Hilliard Lyons report.
American Electric Power, 64.43, down 0.48. J.P. Morgan, 112.88, up 0.77. Chemical Bank, 56.19, up 0.37. Cisco Systems, 40.34, up 0.17. General Electric, 15.25, down 0.02. IBM, 153.96, down 1.38. Microsoft, 89.61, down 1.72. Fifth Third Bancorp, 32.34, up 0.32. Stryker, 153.60, down 0.54. Whirlpool, 171.50, down 2.31. XPO Logistics, 89.99, down 0.16. U.S. stocks gave back a few points Wednesday under volatile trading, some of which was due to investors fretting over higher interest rates. The NASDAQ lost 63 points to 70.51. The S&P 500, minus 13 points to 26.81. And the Dow Jones Industrials, down 20 points to 24.893. This is Al McKee with Hilliard Lyons, where we take a team approach to your investment needs at 2900 South City Street in St. Joseph.
WSJM News Now continues as the Senate unveils a new spending deal to avoid a government shutdown, providing funding for infrastructure, veterans, health, and disaster relief. One thing that is not included is immigration. That's even after the president yesterday said he would invite a shutdown over the issue. Here's ABC's Lana Zak.
Just the day before, President Trump said he'd, quote, love to see a shutdown if there was no agreement on immigration.
I would shut it down over this issue. If we don't straighten out our border, we don't have a country.
But now, after the Senate unveiled a bipartisan budget plan that does not include immigration, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says they support the deal.
The position hasn't changed. The only people that have shut the government down are the Democrats.
The Senate says they will hold an open debate on immigration after this spending agreement passes. Lana Zak, ABC News, Capitol Hill.
The White House staff secretary has resigned. Here's ABC's Karen Travers with details from Washington.
As staff secretary, Rob Porter worked closely with Chief of Staff John Kelly to manage the flow of information to President Trump's desk, the two serving as the final gatekeepers. He played a key role in writing the State of the Union address that the president delivered last week and is frequently part of the small group of senior aides that travel with the president. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
A bipartisan group of senators calling for an investigation of USA Gymnastics and U.S. Olympic Committee. Here's ABC's Daria Albinger, who says it's over the actions of a former team doctor.
Iowa Republican Joni Ernst says the legislation is long overdue.
We are introducing this resolution to establish a special committee entirely focused on investigating how this abuse was allowed to go on for so long and why leaders of the USOC and USA Gymnastics failed to protect these young women.
Co-sponsor Democrat Jean Shaheen.
We need to change the culture at these Olympic organizations. And in particular, we owe to the gymnasts who bravely stepped forward in Larry Nassar's reign of abuse and answer.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
New data show the number of sexual assaults reported at the U.S. Military Academy roughly doubled during the last school year. It's the latest example of the military's struggle to root out such behavior. It's the fourth year in a row that sexual assault reports increased at West Point. There were 50 reported cases in the school year that ended last summer compared to 26 the previous year. The Naval Academy and Air Force Academy saw only slight increases. A Facebook posting by a well-known televangelist is raising some concerns and eyebrows among health professionals. ABC's Jim Ryan's in Dallas-Fort Worth, home of Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
Just begin to rejoice.
Kenneth Copeland and his wife, Gloria, have a large and dedicated following at their physical church and with their TV show. On the ministry's Facebook page, Gloria Copeland discussed the flu, telling the faithful,
"Inoculate yourself with the word of God.
Not with a vaccine, but by repeating, I'll never have the flu."
That's what I used to say. I'll never have the flu.
Until 4 years ago, when Julie Shelley got the flu and nearly died. She's still a devout Christian who believes in the power of prayer.
Go and pray, of course, but you've got to do your part.
By getting a flu shot, she says, and seeing a doctor if you get sick. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
A new tally by the Associated Press finds nearly 11.8 million Americans have signed up for health coverage under former President Obama's Affordable Care Act. That's only about 3% less than last year. That's the AP regards that as stable despite President Donald Trump's repeated efforts to repeal or undercut the program. The Affordable Care Act offers subsidized private health insurance to people who don't have coverage on the job. And blasting the Beatles, spilling secrets about Ivanka Trump and Michael Jackson. Music super producer Quincy Jones lets it all hang out in a new interview. Here's ABC's Jason Nathanson.
Thriller producer Quincy Jones says Michael Jackson stole a lot of stuff musically. In a wide-ranging interview with Vulture, Jones calls Jackson Machiavellian and accuses him of stealing riffs from Donna Summer and more. Asked about the Beatles, Jones says his first impression of the band was that they were the worst musicians in the world. He also claims the mob killed President Kennedy and that he dated Ivanka Trump 12 years ago when Jones would have been 73. He says she asked him out, and President Trump's daughter has the most beautiful legs in the world. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
WSJM News now continues with your weather forecast, brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan. Serving Berry and Cass and Van Buren counties, compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home.